Texas Toast is his name. Adventure is his game.
He goes everywhere.
He's got a dog named Jesus. A talking dog named Jesus.
They go everywhere.
Texas Toast and his talking dog Jesus.
Last week on the incredible adventures of Texas Toast and his talking dog, Jesus. Trapped by the Krill Door, surrounded by the stink of rotten flesh which wafts from his gaping mouth. Will Texas make it to the toes in time, or will he be the toast and Jesus the meat in a dead sandwich? Find out on this week's exciting episode of
Texas Toast and his talking dog, Jesus.
Sweat pouring, heart pumping, Texas goes for the toes, plunging his pocket knife in between the piggy who had none and the piggy who went wee, 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 wee all the way home.
God bless America!
As the knife sinks in, the Krill Door roars, swiping Texas away, and shakes the ground as he falls. A huge dust cloud envelops our hero, his companion, his evil alter-dimensional ego French Toast, and his evil alter-dimensional ego's accordion-playing dog Charlemagne.
Texas! Texas, are you there?
As the dust clears, the body of our hero is revealed. Blood gushes, and organs leak from a gaping torso-sized torso wound. Man's best friend moves to man's bloody side.
Texas, are you okay?
Jesus, you've been my buddy for a long time, and usually I would lie to you in a situation like this, but I think I'm dying. Just stay with me for a minute while I ask the Lord's forgiveness. Jesus!
Yes, Texas?
I'm talking to the Lord. Jesus, forgive me for my sins. Take care of my dog and send me to heaven. Let there be tits. Amen. Scoot. Scoot. Doodle. Doodle.
Take this. No!
With one last blood-soaked prayer, our hero dies. An American from the beginning, an American to the very end. After a moment, Jesus looks up and sees, through the tears, the two fearsome French responsible for this tragedy. Suddenly, in a rage, talking dog turns into growling dog. Growling dog into revenge crazy beast.
I'm gonna tear you apart.
Sacre bleu.
Insane revenge. Mad rage. The teeth of Jesus turn French Toast and his accordion-playing dog Charlemagne into blood toast and his blood-playing blood Charlemagne blood.
Put that in your bag and smoke it.
Jesus, his hairy face dripping with blood, sweat, and tears, grabs his fallen friend and runs to the space pod and kneels and prays.
Dear Lord Jesus, I don't mean to bother you, but I've heard that, as a dog, I will automatically go to heaven and therefore I must be pretty special. So if you could help me out with some divine intervention, I sure would appreciate it. Amen.
With his eyes closed, Jesus hits buttons at random, desperate to return to his own dimension.
Woo!
Texas Toast and his talking dog, Jesus.
One day later, back in his own dimension, back in his own America, the body of Texas Toast lies in a casket, and the body of his talking dog, Jesus, stands behind the pulpit. The crowd is full of fans, family members, and fellow adventurers. The sanctuary echoes with the wails of mourners. The weeping masses fill buckets with their tears.
Why?
Jesus clears his throat, and the crowd quiets, ready for a stirring elegy to a fallen hero.
As I stand here, just feet away from the corpse of my best friend who was killed by a monster, I'm sure you're all wondering how a dog can talk.
Amen.
But I'm not here to talk about my talking. I'm here to talk about Texas Toast, the most important person who ever lived. You all know Texas as an incredible adventurer, but I knew the man behind the myth. Texas loved playing checkers, and he was a great poet, and he loved breast, and he loved his mother. How can there wasn't a day that went by that Texas didn't think about beef, which he also loved, and he loved football.
How can that dog?
But most of all, Texas loved America.
I've never seen one before.
As he points out in this poem, let me just get my glasses. USA is what I cheer.
Amen.
USA both far and near.
Amen.
USA is the best.
Yes.
Amen.
USA is where I rest.
Yeah.
Profound words from a great man, and indeed, he does rest here in the greatest of empires, America.
Amen.
Truly, I say, he was my best friend, and I will miss him much more than you will. Good night.